Instead of going through a court battle, the state decided it could save millions of dollars in legal and other costs by agreeing to a settlement. That includes a mandate to relocate institutionalized patients. It was thought that one of the challenges to accommodating the thousands of transferring residents was finding an adequate number of qualified providers in each locality. But Lee Price, with the Virginia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Services, says it actually wasn't much of a challenge after all.
We've added 764 locations, and that's primarily in group homes and sponsored residential. A week doesn't go by where I probably haven't added 20 to 30 sponsored residential locations, plus several group homes, mostly from existing providers expanding.
He says statewide they've added 1,100 group homes and residential sponsored group homes, most of which accommodate five people or less. The state must add more than 4,000 new slots over 10 years, and about 6,000 people are on the community care waiting list. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.